Six.
I was rooting for you guys.
Hey, Pete, you watching football?
How y'all feeling today?
Welcome to another edition of Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. I'm Bob Pop. We've got a great half hour lined up for you. Giants head coach Tom Coughlin and Eli Manning have been together with the Big Blue going into their 12th season in 2015. We'll take a look at that unique relationship. Plus, we'll look at the history of the Giants offensive line. But to get things started, the Giants had their first ever town hall meeting at the Beacon Theater a few weeks ago. Here's a look back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to the New York Giants' first ever town hall meeting presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital. Amazing things are happening here this evening. I'm Bob Papa, along with two-time Super Bowl champion David Dio.
To be able to come here to have a night like this, number one, it shows what the Giants mean and what they mean to you. And number two, this is all about you. The energy, the enthusiasm, the excitement that you bring each and every Sunday, we feed on it as players, and I still feed on it as what I'm doing now as a color analyst. So sincerely, from my bottom of my heart, thank you very much for everything you've done for me.
I'd like to introduce the team president and CEO, Mr. John Mara.
What a great turnout, and I just want to tell all of you how much this means to me, how much this means to our organization to see all of you here. I always laugh when I hear other teams talk about they have the greatest fans in the world. I mean, we know who the greatest fans in the world are. They're right here. They're right here.
I thought it was a lot of fun. It got a lot of insight on the players and the coaches and general manager from ownership down. It was a lot of fun.
Hi, I'm Lorraine from Nutley, New Jersey.
I know where Nutley is, Lorraine.
I'm reading a book about your family, but my question is, you got any idea of putting a tribute to your mother in the Legacy Club? I think she deserved it.
Thank you. I think she deserves it, too, and I can hear her saying right now, you know, she's right. You better do something. But I appreciate that. Thank you, Lorraine.
The event was spectacular. I thought it was a great dedication by the Giants organization. Having the owner here, having the GM, having the top players. I mean, it's a phenomenal event. We're lucky to be fans of the Giants.
Who are some of the names that may surprise some of us that we have very high hopes for in 2015?
Well, you know, Devin Kennard is a linebacker that we brought in last year. We think he's going to be a terrific player for us. He's a big, strong kid that we really like. You know, Jay Bromley is a defensive tackle. Corey Washington is a young receiver that we think has some ability.
The thing that I would like to do is let's get him in training camp, get the pads on, and see how that looks at that point in time.
Sounds good.
How come we don't have a quarterback sneak? I got to ask that question because it drives me crazy. You got a guy 7 yards in the backfield, turns around, he comes trotting up, we hand it to him, he goes up, and the defense is just waiting there. Hello.
Do I have to answer that?
Please welcome the quarterback of the New York Football Giants, Eli Manning, Victor Cruz. Please say hello to John Beeson.
I feel healthy. I feel, feel really comfortable in the offense. I love the offense. It's very quarterback friendly. And Omaha, we don't have Omaha anymore. We don't have Omaha. That's the only problem.
My favorite moment was a lot of the fans asking the players the questions. You know, I thought it was a great opportunity for them to, you know, ask some awkward or maybe interesting questions that the players were caught off guard by, and I'd like to see the reactions. I thought it was pretty cool.
Eli Manning.
How you doing, pal?
In the whole NFL league, who do you not want to get tackled by?
I don't want to get tackled at all. I don't like getting hit. I want to wear a flag, a flag football.
That red jersey at practice means don't touch Eli.
Yeah, that's a great question. I guess that answer for a while was always Marcus Ware from the Cowboys. He seemed to hit me the most. Probably because this guy.
Here it is. I knew it would come.
All right, next question, John.
How's it going? My name's Adam from Jersey. You're the man. What is it like playing for the Giants rather than the Panthers? John, sorry. Yeah, John, Mr. Beeson, yeah.
Just had to be clear. But you're from Jersey.
Yeah, Jersey.
Yeah.
It was like spend about, when it boils down to it, you know, you want to go out and you want to be great. You want to be elite. And we want to do that on defense. We have the capability, and I think we're going to do that on defense.
What inspired you to play football?
You know, I growing up, I played all sports. I was a guy who's, you know, even
did,
in
did you run track?
Well, sorry.
I've been going to Giants games since I've been six, and well.
Good thing he didn't say the polo grounds.
Every game I've went to.
Is he seven now?
That Victor Cruz scored a touchdown. I saw the salsa. I'm wondering, after the injury, is the salsa going to keep up?
I think we need a demo.
The Macarena.
Don't do that.
Touchdown only.
The salsa will live on.
Yes.
What's it like holding that trophy for the first time?
You know, I think it's the best way to explain it is I think you have to think about what, right when you win a Super Bowl, what do? You just run around aimlessly looking for someone to hug. You know, and rarely do you ever get that opportunity or you ever have that feeling where you're like, just hug me, somebody. I'm going to run around and look for a hug.
And who did you hug?
I hugged Jeff Fiegels, our punter. Yeah,
he was the first guy you saw.
Hey, he was the first guy that popped up. You know, we're kind of both in the same position. All right, let's go. We got it. We made that eye contact. It was a moment.
Now, we had this young man. He was like the first person up earlier. And he asked John Mara if you were going to be back this year. So we said, well, Victor's going to be here. And then he got online too late. Go ahead, ask him now.
This is for Victor. Do you think the Giants are prepared to win the Super Bowl?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right.
Really was a cool night where season ticket holders had a chance to ask questions of Giants players, coaches, and front office, and the Giants appreciate all of their fans' participation. When we come back, two people that were at the town hall meeting, Eli Manning and Tom Coughlin, will tell you about their relationship when we return after this. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Eli Manning was drafted in 2004. That was Tom Coughlin's first year as head coach of the New York Football Giants. They've won two Super Bowls together and had a lot of success. Here's a closer look at the relationship between head coach and quarterback.
Tom Coughlin was named head coach in 2004. The franchise would rise to the dawn of a new era.
Beautiful day, huh? Great day. Great day. God, don't get any better than this.
When I accepted the position at the press conference as the head football coach of the New York Giants, the things that I said were the things that I believed. The reestablishment of New York Giant pride was the thing that we had to do.
In 2004, New York began to build the team in Coughlin's image when they orchestrated a draft day trade with the San Diego Chargers to acquire quarterback Eli Manning.
He was the number one player on our board, and if you're looking for quality, that's the direction that you go in. This is a young player with great ability, and he was within striking distance for us, and we took him.
But for Eli Manning, success would not come early or easily.
He looks, he starts to run. Oh, he's hit! Manning was nearly separated from his senses.
And welcome to the NFL, Eli Manning.
Wasn't pleasant for Eli. I can remember how frustrating it was for him sitting in my office the next day saying, Coach, I want to be so good. I made the decision after the seventh game that Eli would become the starter.
Manning takes the snap, drops back, throws it over the middle. Touchdown, Shockey! Let the record show, Eli Manning's first touchdown pass goes to Jeremy Shockey.
I think just playing those last seven games, had some decent games, had some struggles. We only won one game, the last game of the season versus the Cowboys, in a 2-minute drive, and that was huge for me. That was big for me, and my confidence. I think the players and their confidence around me, and kind of end the season, a bad season on a good note, was important to me. Kind of take that into the off season, into that following season.
Welcome to Lambeau Field in Green Bay for the NFC Championship game.
That was just, kind of my favorite game. Just in Lambeau Field, it's negative 23 degrees, NFC Championship, playing against, Brett Favre and the Green Bay Packers. I mean, this is it.
It was the best I've ever seen Eli play, the most confident I've ever seen him be, going against the great legend in minus 23 degree weather. And it was like he was totally not affected by anything.
And in the final seconds of the game, Lawrence Tynes' field goal would make the Super Bowl dream a reality.
All right, here goes Tynes again from 47 yards. Snap is good. Kick on its way. End over end. Does it have the distance? It is
good.
Lawrence Tynes has kicked the Giants to the Super Bowl after missing at the end of regulation, and the New York Giants are going to Super Bowl 42.
And on the biggest stage, Eli would deliver one of the most memorable passes in Super Bowl history.
Manning takes the snap, back to throw, under pressure, avoids the rush, and he's going to fight out of it. Still fights out of it, now throws it deep downfield, wide open Tyree, who makes the catch. At the 23-yard line, what a play by Manning! He eluded three sacks.
They got a hold of him, but they just never pulled me down. They just kind of—I could feel the guy hold me, but they weren't tackling me. So I fought out of it. I rolled right. I kind of saw Tyree and figured, I got to give this a shot.
What a play by the quarterback!
What a catch by Tyree! Oh. Tyree had Harrison all over him. The ball was on his helmet.
When he caught the ball, game was over. We knew we were going to win.
Manning calling signals, takes the snap, looks left, pops it left, Burris is wide open, touchdown Giants! The New York Giants have knocked off the New England Patriots 17-14 as Tom Coughlin gets a Gatorade bath. After a 17-year wait, the Lombardi Trophy returns to Giant Stadium.
And in a rematch with the New England Patriots in Super Bowl 46, the Giants look to once again capture the Lombardi Trophy in what would become another Super Bowl classic. Eli connected on his first nine passes, breaking the Super Bowl record held by former Giant Phil Simms. He finished the game with 296 yards and one touchdown, and once again thrilled the fans with some last-minute magic.
Manning out of the shotgun set, was back to throw. Finds the pocket. Deep ball down the left sideline, and it's going to be caught. Was he inbounds? Yes! Manningham on the sideline.
This time it was Manning to Manningham that set up the game-winning score.
Hand off Bradshaw. He runs up the middle. Oh, and he falls into the end zone for the touchdown. He thought about stopping.
But not before another heart-stopping final play.
Brady heaves one down the middle of the field into the end zone, a jump ball, and it's incomplete, and the ball game's over, and the Giants have won Super Bowl 46.
It's definitely special. It's an exciting time, for myself. And then you think about those guys who are going through it for the first time, what that feeling is, and smiling for them.
And for Giants head coach Tom Coughlin and the rest of the Big Blue, a season in which there were many doubters, in the end, the Giants were the Super Bowl champions.
The Giants, Tom Coughlin and Eli Manning, hoping to add yet another championship to their resume. Can't happen without a good offensive line. When we come back, we'll talk about the guys up front as we continue with Giants Access Blue after this. We're back here on Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. When the Giants have won championships, whether pre-Super Bowl era or in the Super Bowl era, one of the constants has always been an offensive line that can move people, establish a running game. Here's a look at the history of the Giants' offensive line.
In 2004, the Giants looked to bolster an offensive line that could protect the new face of their franchise, young quarterback Eli Manning, the first overall pick in the NFL draft. So in the second round, Big Blue selected guard Chris Snee out of Boston College.
He came in with really a maturity that a lot of offensive linemen don't really have. I mean, he came in, you know, ready to work, ready to play. He and Ron Stone are probably the better O-linemen probably in the last 20 years to play for the Giants.
He's been a great friend of mine. We were roommates our first year. We've been through a lot together. He's a warrior, and have great confidence when he's out there on the field with you that he's going to be competing and he's going to be doing a great job.
New York would also sign free agent center Sean O'Hara to anchor the offensive line, and with the arrival of guard David Deal just a year earlier in 2003, it was clear that the front office was crafting a solidified front.
David Deal, you know, Mr. Everything, and he's a guy that could play all positions, and he's a guy that you really needed.
In 2005, the team would pick up free agent tackle Kareem McKenzie from the Jets, and with guard Rich Seibert valiantly returning from a broken leg, the Giants would have their core in place for years to come.
Every time they score, we score. Richie, Sneed, you know, Sean, McKenzie, Deal. I mean, those guys played well together more than probably any group I've seen, you know, in the last decade. Sneed was a Pro Bowler. I mean, he was solid. O'Hara was a Pro Bowler. But they became Pro Bowlers organically as a result of how well they played together. And when Eli started having success as a young player, as a running game improved with Brandon Jacobs, you know, busting through holes, it was because of that group that really played together as a tight fist of five guys that were all on the same accord.
You are the heart of the offense, okay? Whatever happens, you got to keep the heart pumping now. You got it? You got to keep it pumping. Let's go. Come on now.
Those five guys, I can't say enough about them, you know. Those guys were special. They knew each other's strengths. They knew each other's weaknesses. And we had guys on that offensive line that held each other accountable. And they put it on the line every week. Banged up, hurt. We had holes out there the size of Texas.
Hand off Jacobs. He runs right, follows his blockers to the goal line. Touchdown, Giants!
With the big blue line clearing a path in 2007, Jacobs and the Giants would go on the road and bulldoze their way through the playoffs.
Let's go, one time. We get the ball back. One drive, field goal. We win this.
All right, here goes Tynes again from 47 yards. To kick the Giants to the Super Bowl. Snap is good. Kick on its way. End over end. Does it have the distance? It is
good.
And the New York Giants are going to Super Bowl 42. In overtime, they beat the Packers.
At Super Bowl 42 in Phoenix, trailing the undefeated New England Patriots late in the game, the underdog Giants and their offensive line would need to make one final drive.
Calling signals, takes the snap, looks left, lobs it left, first is wide open, touchdown Giants, in the left corner of the end zone.
Touchdown.
And that is it. The New York Giants have knocked off the New England Patriots 17-14, and the Giants, with the most improbable win in recent memory, have won Super Bowl 42. Read all about it, baby. Big blue.
For me, it's all about the journey, you know, that memorable playoff run and you know, the feeling that you have during those runs where you know it's a special group, and that line we had was so great, and, you know, we loved one another, and, you know, we just took a lot of pride in what we did.
This legendary line would stay together for three more years, but following the 2010 season, Sean O'Hara and Richie Seibert's playing careers would come to an end. Will Beatty and the multifaceted Kevin Booth would step in 2011, and the Giants signed free agent center David Boss. And with their core of Sneed, Deal, and McKenzie still intact, the Giants would once again reach the NFL mountaintop at Super Bowl 46 in Indianapolis.
Brady's back. Brady's under pressure. Brady's chase. Brady heaves one down the middle of the field into the end zone. A jump ball, and it's incomplete, and the ball game's over, and the Giants have won Super Bowl 46.
Still Will, the heart of the champion.
Following the 2013 season, the Big Blue faithful would see an era come to an end with the retirement of David Deal and Chris Snee.
To be a member of this organization for 11 years, the organization that drafted me here in 2003 and believed in me, to now walking away and retiring an 11-year vet, two-time Super Bowl champ, there's no doubt in my mind that once you're a Giant, you're always a Giant.
Over the last couple of years, the Giants have used first-round draft picks to select offensive linemen and hoping to build yet another line that leads to a championship. We're going to take a timeout when we come back. Much, much more of Giants Access Blue after this. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. Time for the Hospital for Special Surgery Sports Injury Journal as Dr. Rodeo takes a look at the ACL injury.
My name is Scott Rodeo. I'm associate team physician with the New York Giants. I'm here to talk a little bit about strategies for prevention of ACL injuries in the knee. So one of the factors that's been found is in leading to ACL injuries is how someone lands from a jump. The general factors are to work on improving strength in all the muscles in the lower extremity, but not just the quadriceps and the hamstrings and leg, but also the core muscles, low back muscles, abdominal muscles, and working not just strength, but kind of coordination and balance. So teaching athletes how to land from a jump, how to land with the knees bent and the hips bent. Athletes should learn to think about landing with their knees over their toes. They should try to prevent the knees from collapsing inward. These are all some factors that we know can be helpful in preventing the loads on the knee that can lead to ACL injury. So we can do exercises in a gym with weights and things like that to work on the muscle strength, your quadriceps and hamstrings. As far as football-specific exercise, it can be done. Working on kind of side-to-side karaoke type of activities is helpful. Running and decelerating, planting and pivoting, and learning to do that with appropriate form. Again, hips bent, knees bent, kind of keeping your knees over your toes, things like that will work on not just appropriate strength, but also kind of the coordination and balance that you need for sport-specific activities.
We thank Dr. Rodeo and Hospital for Special Surgery for the Sports Injury Journal. That wraps it up for this week's show. Make sure you follow the Giants at Giants.com, at Facebook.com/New York Giants, on Twitter at Giants, and of course on the Giants mobile app. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Pop. We'll see you again next week for another edition of Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota.
Giants Access Blue is brought to you in part by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New York Giants. MetLife. Get a free quote and apply online in less than 10 minutes. Visit MetLife.com/life today.